This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Black Bowl.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Who has a hideously swollen phallus. Ooh, I'm not trying to just start at the top here. But...
No, we need to pick up on this. Yeah, guys yeah. Walking around ready to pole vault.
Yeah, this the cult of the Black Bowl always depicts its lord as a bull with an obscenely swollen phallus.
Yes. One eye bloodshot and the other with two pupils. I gotta say, I'm digging this guy's steez.
Yeah. Oh man. Confident.
I just like to walk around just really boner proud.
Yeah. It's extremely confident. Yes. Like we spend a lot of time in this network talking about how good limp dicks are.
Right.
And not very much time talking about how good erect dicks are, but they're also good.
Every dick has its place in nature, you know,
it has its place in nature, even though I am, you know, I have to drop the kayfabe for a second and say that if you're just walking around with a boner, that makes me immensely uncomfortable. I don't want this to ultimately end up like somebody with poor understanding of joke to walk up to me with a boner.
Like we're tabling.
Yeah, we're tabling and then be hurt when I'm like, ah!
I'm sorry, can you put that away?
What can I do? Like, what do I do to stop this? You know, like...
Oh, Jesus.
How is everything I'm saying and doing making this worse? So this is a big boner bowl.
Big boner bowl. We're still in Egyptown.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But this guy does a little bit more. I love there's a sentence here where it's like, this is not who will destroy the world. He's merely the herald of the doom, corrupter of man, ambassador and preparer of the way for the other gods who will come after it.
Yeah.
He's only those things.
He's always all. So don't get too excited, only guys.
The corrupter of man.
Yeah. No, he's got a lot of plates spinning and there are a couple of things. So like there are going to be a lot of these avatars that have a place in the end of the world, because he is, you know, preparing us for the arrival of the old ones, et cetera, et cetera, driving us mad, making sure the conditions are right. But like on the day, like when Operation Snow White happens or whatever, and that was a Scientology thing. What am I thinking of? D-Day. When D-Day happens.
Yeah.
Like how many different bodies is old gnarly gonna have to be?
It's gonna be a really busy day for him.
Yeah,
you know, it's gonna be like the series finale of Mr. Show where there's like Time's Up Jerry or whatever his name is. Guy just walks and be like Time's Up. Like he's just gonna have to walk around doing that.
Yeah,
you know.
But yeah, he's got two different forms. He has his gigantic bull form. And he's got like a vaguely human form, but
I love how that's only really described as almost human.
Yes.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fun. And when he's the bull form, he mostly tramples.
Yeah. He can trample up to 10 characters per round, like annoying insects.
And then when he's almost human, he does Nyarlathotep up shit.
Yes.
He like offers his promises of power, tries to corrupt you, tries to give you spells.
Yeah.
You know, that spread madness and pain.
His favorite tactic is just to show you a little bit. Just a little bit of the cosmos to drive you just a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Like a bull might.
You know, like bulls do.
like bulls with boners do. I feel like this is two avatars slammed together a little bit.
A little bit.
You know? It's like Altered Beast.
Rise from your
brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.